Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean O'Neill is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service and joins us on WWL. Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? Sorry to damper the mood from the Saints win yesterday, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I woke up this morning and all of a sudden the storm is heading in our direction. This was kind of unexpected, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had some ideas that something was going to try to develop. The models had started to kind of hone in on something the other day. This is kind of all associated with the system that moved through and brought us some rainfall over the last couple of days previous to this. So not completely unexpected. It's September. It's the Gulf. It's actually tomorrow is the climatological peak of hurricane season. So can't be too surprised that something did develop.
Yeah, but most people really weren't focusing on this. And we're used to having days of tracking something that might head in this direction. Here, all of a sudden, something develops and it is heading in our direction and we don't have a lot of time to get ready.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing we're trying to hit on while we're this morning, the system is still kind of was still kind of broad. They were trying to close off the low, which they were able to do, and that's why we were able to name a tropical storm Francine. But we've got to immediately. This is like you said, it's immediate preparation time. So today and tomorrow is all you have. So it's time to get going. Everybody in our area should be familiar, should know what to do. It's time to put those plans into action.
Sean, when do you think Francine might become a hurricane?
Right now, it's looking like probably tomorrow. Still going to take some time here today to continue to organize. It's still not impressively organized, even though there's a lot of thunderstorm and convection activity going on around the center right now. Still going to take some time for it to get completely developed as a tropical system, and probably tomorrow, and we'll start to see some more, unfortunately, some more in the way of strengthening.
So the Gulf waters are warm. There's no shear. There's really nothing to get in the way of this becoming a hurricane.
Unfortunately not.
And at this point, hoping for a minimal Cat 1?
Yeah, that's the expectation at landfall. Of course, we always tell people to prepare for one category above, so we would like to see everybody start making your preparations for what you would do for a Category 2 hurricane, and hope for the best. That's all we can do at this point. I mean, everything is pinpointing a Louisiana landfall, so we've got to get ready for that. Yeah.
And it looks as if the greater New Orleans area is going to be to the east of the storm itself, which would put us closest to the strongest part of the storm.
Absolutely. And on the current track right now, our forecast area includes Baton Rouge as well. So if you almost look at maybe I-55 as kind of a dividing point, if you're west of I-55, you're going to have, probably hurricane force conditions. If you're east of I-55 in metro area, New Orleans, Slidell, that area would probably be more tropical storm force conditions. But again, those things can change. It's still a fluid situation as far as the center developing and exactly where it's going to make landfall.
So based on what you're seeing right now, Sean, Baton Rouge may have worse conditions than New Orleans because it's west of I-55.
That's correct. As of right now, on this forecast track, Baton Rouge will be closer to the center as it passes.
And so New Orleans at this point, east of I-55, would get more strong tropical storm conditions.
That's correct.
Okay. There were two centers earlier today. Is that something that the hurricane trackers have found no longer exists?
Yeah, at this point, it's more of just a broad, elongated area of center of circulation. So that's, again, that's what we're looking for today, for that to continue to consolidate. We're probably not going to see a lot in the way of strengthening until that happens. But, you know, unfortunately, we are expecting that to happen tonight or early tomorrow morning.
You know, I remember early in biology class, you know, this reminds me of a picture of an amoeba.
Yeah, it's not, you know, on satellite, it looks really good. It, you know, it definitely has that look to it. But if you look down deep, the center itself, again, is still trying to get itself together. Just, you know, just 3-4 hours ago, it still hadn't closed off. So it's still really young in its life cycle.
Well, hopefully it doesn't develop any more than it has to before it hits the coast. And once it hits the coast, it's not going to develop further. It will obviously, you know, dissipate with the friction of the land.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the one good thing, you know, as far as the track is concerned, is that this is not going to be a stalling type storm. This one, it's going to move. So, you know, hopefully we can get it in and out as quick as possible.
Sean, can you predict the rainfall expected in the New Orleans area? Can you predict that in terms of inches at this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's looking like most of the area is going to see at least probably on the order of like 4 to 6 inches of rain. It's really difficult to pinpoint that at this point just because of the track. You know, a small difference in the track can make a huge difference in that rainfall amount. But again, it is going to be progressive. It's going to be moving from basically Wednesday evening, it'll be at the coast, and by Thursday morning, it'll be up around Jackson, Mississippi. So it will be moving, so at least we have that going for us as far as rainfall amounts. They should be, you know, not as bad as they could be if you have one of these stalling type systems.
Okay. And what's the speed of the track right now?
It's moving really slow right now, about 4 or 5 miles per hour, but it is going to speed up as it makes its approach to the coast.
What will cause it to speed up?
It's kind of going to be stuck in between two weather systems. There's a trough moving down from Texas, and then there's some slight ridging or high pressure in the eastern Gulf. It's going to kind of get caught between those two things, and it's going to help propel it on its way.
All right, Sean, you guys do a great job. Thanks for the update. Sean O'Neill, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Thanks for being with us on WWL.
No problem. Everybody stay safe.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.